Let's see the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Okay, Nos Nitav Shilatoch HaBor B'Shvil Shei Shomer. You're allowed to put a pot of food into a boar in order it should be remain cool. Cool it off. There's no Indian of what's it called of Matmin. When there's no heat at all, where it's just the opposite, it's to insulate it for cool, to be cool. There's hamayim hayofin beroyim b'shvil shi'itzoninu. You're allowed to take a flask of drinkable water and put it into water that is not drinkable in order also to keep it, to keep it cold. Yes, hatzonon b'chama. You're allowed to put cold water into the sun b'shvil shi'echmo, to heat up in the sun. Mishnoshru kela b'derech b'mayim. Person, his clothing got wet, either because he fell into a bore or something full of water, or it rained. Mahalech bohen, they no choshesh. He's allowed to walk in the clothing, and he's not choshesh for something that you have to be choshesh for. Rashi, he says, we're not choshesh, the people think that he washed his clothing. And others say, we're not afraid that he's going to squeeze out the water from the clothing. Higia l'chotz rachitzona, sholtchon b'chama, avalo k'neged ha'am. When he gets home to the outer courtyard, so he takes off the clothing. Yeah, we'll see if he has to or he's allowed to. But he can't hang it up in a normal way, opposite where people can see, because it's Marisayin, it looks like you washed your clothes on Shabbos and you're hanging them to dry. Rashi. V'toch ha'bor she'en bo mayim. You're allowed to put it into a bor without water in it. She'eh shomer shlo yasriach machmas hachom. In order that it should, what's it called, stay cool. There's hamayim hayotim baroyim. Kli moli mayim yotim. You have a pitcher full of drinkable water. V'toch mikva mayim royim. You're allowed to put that into cold water that's not drinkable even, in order that it should be washed, it shouldn't heat up, it should remain cold. I'll take a can of soda and put it in the mikveh so it stays cold. Rashi says that he fell into water on Shabbos. When he'll get the, he'll take off his clothing, he'll take off his overcoat. Right, you take off the coat in a place where he gets into the city already, and it's a place where nobody's going to steal it, takes it off and hangs it up, but shotchon b'chama li'avshon, he's allowed to hang it up to dry out, avalo k'neged ha'am she'achshedu she'kovsel, but not, he has to do it privately, not publicly, because publicly people think that he washed his clothing and he's hanging it up to dry. So Mar says, pshita, v'chora, it's pashut that you're allowed to put something into a bor without water in it. Right, what's the problem? Mal the same, a nigzer mishuma shvuye gumos. Kamash kumah. And I think that if you put it into a, so you allow people to put things into boros, they may come to smooth out the bottom of the bore to make it sit well. And they'll be over the isser of a bone, right, or choresh, depends where it is. By smoothing out the things, kamash kumah, we're not afraid of that. That you can put things into a bottom of a bore without leveling it. Rashi, pshita, the nosin tavshel to chabor. Gumo shebekarka habor, you shove in lahoshet hagderu. We may be afraid to level out the ground that the pot should sit well. Kamash malam, we didn't make it, never made a gzeira for such a thing. V'es hamayim hayofim beroyim, you're allowed to put a flask of water into bad water also to keep it cold. Pshita sefet zrechle, v'es hatzonan becham. Right, really, that's also pashut. What's the problem of putting a flask of water into cold water? Right, so it says, no, it's because of the seifa. The seifa is where you're allowed to put cold water in the sun to heat up. Hanami pshita, mao de seima, nigzer dilma osi lak mune beremetz kamashkala. Since you're heating something up, we may be afraid, you could think, that it's also to put cold water in the sun to heat up, because you may heat it up by putting it into coals. And then you'll end up stoking the coals. And the Rabbanan could have asked heating things up in the sun because of that, Kamash Malan, that they didn't. Okay. Misha Nashu, Omrav Yehudim Arav, Kol Mokom Sha'asru Chachom Nitnei Marisayin Afilu Bechedri Chadorim Asher. Wherever the Chachomim Asher something, because of Marisayin, then even if you're locked in a room, inside a room, where nobody else is around, still asur. No pluk, because the Rabbanim were afraid that if we let you do it in private, you're going to assume that nobody's around and you can do it and there really are people around, so they asur it across the board. Marisayin is asur, even the Chedri Chador. So Mara says, Tznan, B'chora, our Mishnah is also that. Shotcham b'chama, avalo k'neged ha. You're allowed to hang the clothing up privately, but not publicly. So what's the reason? Because of Marisayin. Because it looks like you cleaned your clothing. People will think that you cleaned the clothing, and that you're, what's it called, hanging it to dry. And privately, you're allowed to do it. So Mara says, Tanoi, enechanam, it's machlokes tanoim. Whether anything that's asur mishum marisayin is only asur publicly or even asur privately. The Tanya, shotcham bechama avalo keneged ha'am, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon osrim, that the Tanakama holds that you're allowed to hang it up privately, and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say it's asur because of this halacha, that even privately it's asur because they asur it across the board. Rashi, no Rashi. Just in this thing, there's a few reasons why Marisayin is awesome. One is, and then in different places the reasons apply. One is because people may be choshed b'ksherim. They'll see you and you're doing a lifnei iver. You're not allowed to be choshed people, right? Not allowed to suspect people wrongly, but people shouldn't be isa nekiyam Hashem Yisrael. You shouldn't make people suspect you. So one problem is that people will suspect you wrongly. You're causing them to do something wrong. You're giving them a michshol. The second reason is that people will think that you are Mechal Shabbos, and it's a Chilul Hashem. Right? You're creating another mikshel, that the more people are Mechal Shabbos in the world, the harder it is for everybody Mechal Shabbos. It weakens a person's sensitivity to Shabbos. That's a Chilul Hashem. Something that weakens people's emunah is a Chilul Hashem. So that's called a Chilul Hashem. And the third reason is that people may think that you're allowed to do it. They see you doing it, and they know you're a firm person. If you're allowed, if he's allowed to do it, Mustam, it's okay to do. So they'll wash their clothes on Shabbos and hang them up to dry. Because they see you hung up your clothes to dry, Mustam, you washed them. So Mustam, it's mutter to wash. So for all those three reasons, Marisayin is awesome. Okay, and the Maisha is a machlokas haposkin here, who we pass from like. What's it called? Who holds over here? Yeah. The what's it called? The Rav Nissen Gon and the Baal Ha'itr paskin that it's mutter. Because the Maisa, the Tanakama holds that it's mutter, the Chedri Chador, in private. But what's it called? The Rif, paskin's like Rav, and what's it called? Because Rav said, Kol Makom Sha'asur. So even though there is such a Braisa, and the Tanakama holds that it's mutter, Rav Paskin like Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon, and therefore Rav Shimon, and therefore what's it called? The Rif Paskin is like Rav, and the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is that it's also Bechedri Chador. Okay, however, the Tosfos and the Rosh say that's only by Nisa Doraisa. By Nisa Doraisa, then with Maris Ayin to Nisa Doraisa, it's also Afilu Bechedri Chador. But by Nisa Dorabanan, it's only also publicly. Privately, you're allowed to do something that's Maris Ayin if the Maris Ayin is that you're over Nisud Rabbanan. People will be choshish you did Nisud Rabbanan. It's only Nisud Rabbanan. Then the halacha is takta that it's mutter b'chedri chador. Okay. Omer Rav Huna, ha-menayer talisa b'Shabbos. A person who shakes off his garment on Shabbos, chayiv chatas. Rashi, menayer talisa miha'ofer. Rashi learns that there's dust on your coat and on your jacket, and you want to shake off the dust. And the Yochai V'chatas, is that libuna? That's libun. That's what's it called? Cleaning the coat. You're cleaning it. You're making it whiter. You're taking off the dust. Tosfos says that, brings down Ravenu Hananel, that's talking of shaking off dew. And it's kibus, because it's wet. And when you shake off the dew, so it's like you're cleaning it. You're taking water. How do you clean a beget? Put water on it and you shake it off. So that's what's called kibus, and that's why you're chayav achatas. Okay, the Rashi, but he says what Rashi says, it is just dust sitting on top of the beged, then why is that cleaning it? The beged isn't dirty. Then it says something lying on top of it. Shaking that off is not called cleaning. Tosus therefore holds that that's not called libun. Rashi l'chora holds it is called libun. And the Rabbeinu Chananel says what it, since shaking off the dust is not libun, it's talking about where there is dew, wet, what's it called, liquid on it, and you shake off the liquid, that's called kibus. Right? Taking a liquid, what's it called, water, and shaking it out of a bag, it is part of the process of washing. The lo amrin ela b'chadati. The only time this is considered washing is by new clothing, either Rashi's way or Tosis' way. Avabatiki lesbanban. By old clothing, this isn't considered washing. Rashi, no Rashi. Avalo amrin ela b'uchni. It's only by black clothing. Aval b'chiyure b'sumki lesbanban. Any other color, white or red, is no problem. Rashi b'uchni sheha'ovik mekhalku marisa v'kopin ala. Rashi l'shitaso. Says it's talking about what's it called, dust. Dust only mars the appearance of black clothing, not white or colored clothing. Not enough that it should be considered legal. The hud the kopir alayu. And another condition is that you're makbid. You wouldn't wear it the way it is. Then it's called libun. All those conditions are made. It's new black clothing that you're makbid not to wear with this kind of dust on, and you shake it off, the way Rashi learns, then you're chayav achatas. Ula ikla la pumpadisa, chazer rabbanu de kamenach tzigli mayim. Ula went to pumpadisa and he saw the rabbanu was shaking their clothing. Again, we'll learn Rashi that it was talking, he was shaking it from dust. Omar ke mechalim rabbanu shabsa. The rabbanu mechal shabsa. Shaking your clothing from dust is awesome. Omar lehu Rav Yehuda, nefutzi le ba'pe. So Rav Yehuda said to the Talmid HaChomim who were there, the rabbanu, go and shake it in front of him. Right, in his face. Right, he should know that it's not osur. He thinks you're Mimachal Shabbos, right, it's okay to do, and do it in front of him, he should know that it's mutter. Anan lo kaptin and midi, because we wear this clothing with dust. We're not so fastidious to brush off our clothing and shake it out all the time during the week. So therefore, shaking it out from the dust is not called cleaning. Abaya have a kokamed Rav Yosef, unless we wear it like this anyway. Want to shake it out? We shake it out, but it's not makbid bedafka to shake it out. Abaye havi koi kamed Rav Yosef. Omerli havle kumsoi. Right? So he said, give me my hat. Chazu diika tola aleha. So he saw there was tau, there was dew on the hat. So, havi kome chasein the misbele. So he didn't want to give it to him. It was full of dew. Omerli nefotz. Shadi says, what's it called? Shake it out. Anan lo kapdin and midi. I'll wear the hat even with the dew, and therefore I can shake it off. So shake it off. Rashi. Komechale v'hu de kapdalai lelov shon achi nari. If he wouldn't wear it without shaking it out, what's it called? Then you're not allowed to shake it out. But if you'd wear it anyway, and now you want to shake it out. Sometimes you shake it out, sometimes you don't. Right? Then you're allowed to shake it off. Because that's not considered a libun, because it's wearable without shaking it.
Why is it not
maris ayin? Because the thing itself is not awesome. Maris ayin is only what's a maris ayin too? That you're shaking it off?
They don't know if you're makbid or
not. No, but they know that people aren't makbid. There are people who aren't makbid. That's a maris ayin. Maris ayin is only where it looks bad and there's no way of explaining it except something that's not necessarily the usual thing. But here, there are definitely people who do this way and two people this way. So why should they suspect that you're from the people who do it the wrong way? The mace, Havik HaMechasim, Kum says Kovi, my hat. Havik HaMechasim, Loshamo Sachson, he was like holding it back. The misvelation, Tzorech Lenayer, Hatal Milan, had to shake off the towel. So Mashem Rashi, that Rashi would hold that the shaking off a beged from towel or from a dust. It's the same thing. According to Tosis, it's better. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, the whole sugya was talking about tau, talking about water. Om Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Om Rav Yochanan. Hayotze betalis mikupeles, munachas lo'akseifo, b'shabes chayiv chatas. The person folds his beged, his talis, and puts it on his shoulders, and walks out with it, folded on his shoulder, and we'll see what that means. That's carrying. That's not wearing. Tanan Hossam, Sochrek Sus, Hayotzin Betalisos Mikupolos, Umunokos Akseva, Meshavis Hayom Nechatas. People who sell clothing. So the way they used to transport them is folding them up and putting them on the shoulders, carrying them on the shoulders. So if somebody who sells clothing walks out on Shabbos with the clothing folded on his shoulders, so it's chayav echatas. But also chriksus buvad. Not only people who sell clothing, well, a kol of it, right? Anybody who does it. That's a derech. That's a normal derech for carrying clothing, folding it on your shoulders. How do I know? Because people who sell clothing do that. El shadarkin shalmokrim lotzizkat. Right? Then since that's the normal way for people to sell clothing, it becomes normal for everybody. It's not an abnormal thing to do. For haraya, people who need to do it. If you sell clothing, you'd also fold it on. You just don't have the need to carry your clothing like that. But if you had the need, you had a lot of clothing to carry, you'd also fold it on your shoulder, so it's a derech for everybody, and therefore what's called your chayv echatas. The chenvoni hayotzi b'mos hatzurim lo v'sadino, right? The storekeepers used to fold the money into their clothing and carry it out like that during the week. So if he does it on Shabbos, he's chayv chatas. Lo chenvoni bilvad. Not only a storekeeper, el kolav, anybody. El shadark or shochenvoni, lots his chas. This is how we know that it's a normal thing to do. And if everybody had the need like a storekeeper, they'd also carry money like that. Therefore, it's considered natural carrying, and it's not shlo kederach, and you chayv chatas. V'haratonim Yotzim b'sudrin sha'al k'seifon, right? Ratanim, Rashi says, is from a certain place that they used to ratzakol. Hashem hamakom, Hashem makom. The ratanim used to go with their sudr, right, on their headband was hanging on their shoulder, and that's a normal way of wearing it. Here's the opposite. Here it shows that that's a normal way to wear a head gear where the flaps don't just hang down, but they rest on your shoulder. That's not called carrying. The low ratonim of Anantosa says ratonim are people who are rushing. People run, you run. So they run and the end of their head covering rests on their shoulders. And not only people are running, or people from this place, like Rashi says, elakolam, elashidarkin, shavratonim, lotzis bekach, and that's called wearing, that's not called carrying. Omer of Yehuda, Maisa behurkinis benosher Rebbe Lezer ben Hurkinis, right? Maisa happened with Hurkinis, who was the son of Rebbe Lezer ben Hurkinis. Shiyotza besudur shalk seifo, beshabbos, elashinema kruchalo betzbo. Hitaka had his sudur, what's it called, hanging on his shoulder, but he was afraid that it would fall off. It wasn't put on well. In other words, a good portion of it was hanging off, and it was resting on his shoulder. Normally, you'd wrap it around or whatever. So when the end that you'd wrap around was on your shoulder, it's possible the whole thing will fall off, and you'll come to carry it. So to be choshish for that, he tied a string onto the end and held the string. And that was also part of the whole get-up. He didn't need that. We're not afraid it's going to fall off, and that's normal wearing, even if the end of it is not wrapped around your head. So hold it on, and it's on your shoulder, that's called normal wearing. Rashi. Vitalis mikupeles, la'achar shenosna rosho, higbia shifuleho al ksefa. So Rashi learns that it's not talking where you just folded the whole garment and put it on your shoulder, you're carrying it on your shoulder. You're wearing it. But after you put it on to wear, you fold it up the back, and the whole back of the talus you put now on your shoulders. That's not the normal way to wear it. You normally wear it draped down. And you picked it up so it shouldn't get dirty or whatever, and instead of wearing it, you're wearing it on your shoulders. Okay? The whole back of the talus. So that's called carry. We'll see that the others hold differently, but that's how Rashi works. Chayiv chata, she'en zu derech malus. That's not the normal way of wearing a talus. The haratonim al shem makom. Name a kruch al etzbo, shalo yipol mikseifo. It shouldn't fall off your shoulder. Okay. With the thing with shaking off dust. What's it called? So Rashi learns that it's libum. Tosfos says it's talking about water, it's kibus. That's how the Shulchan Aruch says also. And the kolbo says that it's talking where there's water absorbed into the, what's it called, into the clothing, and it's shrita, shaking it out is sochet. According to Tosus, it's just on the top layer, but still kibbutz, because you're shaking water, not out of the beged, but at least from on top of the beged. The Rambam says it's mishumaka v'patish, that you're making the beged now wearable. It's not cleaning. Not cleaning the beged. He agrees with the Tosus on Rashi. But he says that if you have a beged that's not wearable, and you make it wearable, then it's maka v'patish. You're making the beged now wearable, which it wasn't before. Mishabura has a sothic. What happens if somebody's not makbid on their beged, but somebody who, the beged belongs to somebody who is makbid? Should he take a jacket from somebody who's makbid and shake it off for him because he's not makbid? So for him it's not what's it called? Or maybe not. Since the other guy's makbid, maybe for that this beged it's called kibbutz. It makes no difference if I'm makbid or not. It depends whose beged it is. That's as a sophic. What? That's not even avak. That's a totally separate thing. Avak at least sticks to the thing, if you, right? Something like a feather, right? You have a feather on your clothing. That's why Tulsa says, right, that's, I can't be libun. Libun can't be something that's totally separate from the beggar. It's like something just lying on top of it. You can take a feather off your beggar, that's not libun. But Rashi holds that avak is different than a feather. Because dust, taka, if you don't shake it, the taka will stick to the beggar. It'll become part of the top layer of the beggar. Just something you just lift off. So that's the, but something you can just lift off is no problem. Dandruff, mastam, is something you can lift off. Okay. The Rabbeinu Chananel, this we just learned about the talus folded on your bag, and the Rabbeinu Chananel taka says it means where you take the whole thing and fold it. If you're wearing it and you fold it off, that's not a problem. Rashi learns you fold up the back of the, what's it called, the talus completely. In other words, it's not like you put it over the shoulders, that we'll get to in a few seconds. But you take the talus, you're wearing a cloak or whatever, and you fold it up, right, and put it over your shoulders, so it's like half the length. You've made it now half the length, so it shouldn't get dirty on the floor. That's not called wearing. That's not normal way of wearing it. That's called carrying it. For a while, you want to carry it to keep it up. That's not called wearing. Okay. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, it could be that that's okay. The only thing is, if you take the whole beged and you fold it and carry it on your shoulder, that's what's awesome.
The thing with makbid and not makbid, let's say somebody else shakes it off, whatever. The same thing would say apply to Shabbos. Somebody doesn't open bottles. Somebody says, yeah, he opened bottles.
No, but here's... That's a different thing. That's doing something that somebody holds his mutter. Here, the guy who's not makbid doesn't hold his mutter to clean your clothing. Then it's not cleaning. That's it. Okay. Doresh Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda Mishmei de Rav Chisda. Halacha apel pisha ein nema krucha lo betz bosa. That's halacha. Halacha is that you're allowed to fold it, what's it called, your hat, your turban, right? Even if it doesn't, it's not around. It's lying on your shoulder, and therefore the whole thing could fall off. It's mutter, even if there's nothing holding it on. Ula iklu lebe Asi Barhini. Ula went to the house of Asi Barhini. Bo minei mao lasus marze b'shabes. Are you allowed to make a marze? Rashi. Marze meforish l'kane. The Gemara will explain what it is in a few seconds. Omer lehu hachi omerav iloi. Asa lasus marze b'shabes. Rabbi Loi said it's also. Whatever this marzev is, it's asur to do it. My marzev. Okay, so now that we've decided that it's asur, what is it? Omer of Zera, kisi bavloisi. Rashi says, kisui bavloisi, shemesalkin bigdeya min ha'oretz, kishein aruchim, the koflin osam klapi mala, right, umarzik osam al yidei chutin, v'hainu kimin kis ukumo marzev. The way I understand this, Rashi, is that it's like pleats, okay, that they take the beged, it hangs down, and they make pleats in it with threads that are made there from before Shabbos to tie it on, and the pleats remain. So to make pleats on Shabbos is awesome. Right? It's not talking about taking the beged, and we're not talking about carrying anymore. We're talking about making pleats. The pleats are awesome, not necessarily because of carrying. Right? Rashi says, awesome mishum tikune mon. Because making pleats is tikun mon. You're now making the beged wearable where it won't drag on the ground. So you're wearing the baguette, but making the pleats is the problem. Okay, that's how Rashi learns. Others learn where you, what's it called? The Tosa says, because it's Hotsah, and it's talking where you, what's it called, make the baguette like into a Marzev is a gutter. We had before with a leaf that you fold it over and it becomes like a spout. So when you make your baguette like that, in a spout, it's the same thing. It's like folding it up. Here you're folding it on the sides. So could be similar to what we do. We take our talus and put one side over one shoulder and the other side, and the talus itself becomes like a marzik. According to that, if that's not the normal way of wearing it, right, it's only to pick it up so it doesn't hang, right, where it could get dirty or whatever, that's carrying it. So that kind of situation where that's not the normal way to wear, that would be awesome. That's how Tosfos learns. What? If? No, that's Rashi. Oh. Rashi learns has nothing to do with Hotzah. Separate thing over here. It's a tikkun mon. It's making the pleats it's a problem. According to Tosfos, it's wearing the beged in a way that's not normal wearing, and therefore you're carrying it. Okay. Okay, all of this has connection to having long sleeves that in the summer you roll up. So is that called carrying the extra sleeve, or is that normal way of wearing? And even though you have an extra piece, right, that's rolled up, that could be not carrying. There's different shitas like that. What's it called? What else would be nogeya to that? What? Pushing it up, maybe, yeah. Okay, there are those that are matir and say that's a normal way to wear, and they'll say that that's mamish carrying the extra piece. Your Moshe, I think, is matir to roll up your sleeves. Okay. Rabbi Yirmiyah have a Yosef kamed Rabbi Zeira. Omer lei hochi mai. So Rabbi Yirmiyah was sitting Rabbi Zeira, and he was showing him different ways during the week, not on Shabbos. Different ways of this marzeh, either according to Tosfos, how he wears the beged, right? Is this called wearing or is this called carrying? Or according to Rashi, is this called making pleats or not making pleats? Omar lei, awesome. Bahachimai, so he said to him, is this way? He said, that would be awesome. And this way, Omar lei, awesome. Omar el papa, no coat, high claw of the yodcha. Call adaite de lechnufe, awesome. Called glisno, shari. If you're doing it to bunch up the beged, according to Rashi, and make the pleats, then it's awesome. If you're doing it just because it looks nice like that, but you don't intend to leave it like that, according to Rashi, then it's okay. According to Tosfos, if you're doing it in a way that this is the normal way to wear the baguette, and you put it like that because it's comfortable like that, or because it's nice to look like that, then it's okay. If you're doing it because, what's it called, you don't want to have that piece of baguette, so it's like you're carrying it, right? You want to lift it up, so you're carrying it. It's not the normal way to wear, and it's not a nice way to wear. But you don't want the thing to get dirty, so you're lifting it up, and that's called carrying. So according to what? Stam, mechara, there's only one way or the other. Right? If that's a normal way to wear it, fine. If it's not the normal way to wear it, but here you're doing it to pick it up, then that's awesome. So it can't be, there's no stam mechara.
So walking out if it's raining and you don't want the bottom of your pants to get wet, you lift them up.
Ah, that's another thing. Yeah, making cups like that. Right, that'd be the same thing. It's also. That would be similar to this. Except if you make cuffs like that, right, where nobody walks like that normal, but it's only because you don't want to get them soaking wet, could be that's also a chance. Rashi, Hachimai, Kolet Chaluko, B'inyan Echad, B'sho'alo, Kigon Zemar Zevolo, B'choser B'kolto, B'inyan Acher B'sho'alo. He kept, what's it called, folding his clothing in different ways and asking what would be on Shabbos if it was folded like this. So Rashi learns, if you want to make pleats and they should remain, then it's awesome. If you're only doing it temporarily, that's okay. So the way Rashi learns, the way Tosfos learns, if you're doing it for what's it called, lichnufe, to pick it up, not to wear it, because you don't want to get it dirty or whatever, then it's awesome. If you're doing it, because that's a nice way to wear the beged, then people wear it like that. Misno v'sadino, let me get it yet. Kihod Rav Sheisha, Bered Rav Idi, Misno v'sadino, Havi. Right? He used to put on his robe or his sheet that he used to wear. And the Mishnah said, you know, Achash Nisate, for you misaknu al gufo, meyashvo, uvechol koma. He used to put it on nicely. Right? And put one, like I think the Ramos says, he used to put the right side over the left side and the left side the right side like a toga. Kolomer alma du'urche b'hachi, v'adim l'shabbos, therefore it's okay on Shabbos. That's a normal way to wear it, even though things are hanging over your shoulder or whatever, like our talus. You could wear a talus the way we wear it with the ends draped over your shoulder, because you're not doing it to carry it, you're doing it because that's a nice way to wear it. Once Rebbe went out to the country, and the two ends of his talus were over his shoulder. It's something similar to what we do. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Zirus, who was the son of the father-in-law of Rabbi Meir, so I guess he was his brother-in-law. Yeah? The son of your father-in-law. That's your brother-in-law? Yeah. So he was Reb Meir's brother-in-law. Ben Chomib Shor Reb Meir. Bezul Ochayiv Reb Meir Chatas. So he said, the way you're wearing your talus, Reb Meir, well, it was Mechayiv Chatas for wearing your talus like that. You're carrying the ends over your shoulder. Omer Leit Dikdik Reb Meir Akat. What's it called? Akat. The mayor was so medactic that this is called also carrying. This is called wearing. Right? He was surprised to hear that a mayor would consider that carrying. That's normal wearing. But Shulso Rebbe Taliso. But the Maisa, since he said the name of a mayor, right? He held differently, but he took it off his shoulders and put it down normally. He also Robin Omer Lo Yoshua Ben Zirusava. When Robin came, he said he got the Maisa all wrong. He said it wasn't Yoshua ben Zirus, or Yoshua ben Kufusoi, right? You got the wrong person. Chosmo Shir Bikiva. He wasn't the son of the father-in-law of Reb Meir. He was the father-in-law of Rabbi Akiva. The son-in-law of Rabbi Akiva. Omar Bezulor Chayiv Rabbi Akiva Chatzis, and he didn't say Reb Meir was Mechayiv Chatzis, Rabbi Akiva. Otherwise, you got the Maisa right. Right. And what's it called? And he said that, what's it called? We had another Gemara like this, similar to this. It wasn't this one, it wasn't that one, it was one. And by the time the thing was, the Maisa was completely different than whatever. But otherwise, it was a Maisa. What's it called? He said to him, Rabbi Akiva, I remember it was Mechayiv Chatzis, and if you wear clothing like that, Amar lo diktik Rabbi Akiva, Adkan, Rabbi Akiva was so makte, right? The Chara, this is normal wearing. However, Shilsha Rabbi Taliso, out of deference for what he said in the name of Rabbi Akiva, He put it down normally. He also Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda Omer Nishal Itmar. When Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda came, he changed the mice even more. He said never that he said it, what's it called, that a Rebbe wore the talus and they told him that, what's it called, that never happened. Right? That part was made up. Right? That Rebbe had a talus on and he asked this whole thing. Rebbe once asked the Shaila, what did Rabbi Akiva or a mayor hold about this kind of talus? During the week, nothing to do with Shabbos. Right, and this grew into a maisa that Rebbe was wearing it, and they told him that, what's it called, that Reb Meir or whatever, Akiva. Once he asked the Shaila, that's where this maisa grew out of. Right. What? Right, according to Rashi, right. According to Tosfos, that's what Tosfos says, times of Rashi also. Why all of a sudden we're talking about Tikkun Mana and then Hotzah right in the middle of everything? Rashi. Shnei tzirei talusa should be nino v'smola v'tzad hakarka. The ends of the talus that hang down, he put over his shoulder. So come on, I think it's like we wear our talus. Ben zirus bezul ochay v'meir chatas bitnia. How do you wear your talus like that? V'meir was mechay v'chatas to somebody who wears talus like that. The ends are derech malbush or derech mosi. That's carrying. That's not wearing. Dikdik v'meir akan bitnia. So Rabbi Yehuda said, I can't believe that. V'meir was medakik so much that this is not the normal way of wearing. The chayiv chatzis bedor adom elios mutter kaze sheina mekupeles v'achorei anoflim lamata mikseifah el shetzideh hayu munachim akseifah. This is not what Rashi said before, that you fold up the whole back of the talus over your shoulders. That's not normal wearing. But here the whole talus it's just a side that you put over your shoulders. That's normal wearing. Shil shol harid lamata shekibel dvorah. But when I said you said it, I'll what's it called change. Nishalit Marolu Ira Maisa. Never happened, Lorebi. This Maisa never happened. Elishalu the fun of they asked this Shaila to Rebbe. Not Rebbe asked the Shaila. They asked Rebbe this Shaila, Mahaloksispo, who bikesh lahatr, and he wanted to say it was mutter, at Sha'amr Lafana Mishum Remeir Chayev Chatas. They told him Remeir was Machayev Chatas like this. And Rebbe held it was mutter. So he wanted to be matter, and out of deference for a mayor, he said, not. He who saw her hoil vein of the cupella, shari choreho, no from the matter, mink safe of, ever should see deho, you munoch mok safe of, have his sovereign derech malbushu. But out of deference for a mayor, he didn't permit it. But Lamaisa today, it's for sure the derech to wear a talus like that, right? Not out carrying, and therefore you could go out in the Rosh Hashanah, you could wear your talus with the sides over your shoulder. Okay? Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch Taka holds like that, Paskins like that, and they say also you're allowed to pick up your the hem of your beged. You don't fold it over and put it over your shoulder. Just pick it up when you're walking. Right? That's not called carrying. It's still called still wearing the thing. Normal. Just lifting it up a little bit. Right? That's okay. But once you start folding it, then it becomes a problem.